Education Report. A new law in Arizona requires high school students to pass the United States naturalization test. Immigrants to the United States must pass this test to become a citizen. The test contains 100 questions on U.S. history and government. The Joe Foss Institute, a nonprofit organization in Arizona, worked with legislators to create the law. Their goal is to pass a law in each of the 50 states to require high school students to pass the naturalization test. The new state laws will increase the number of American students who understand how their government works. Few students currently have this knowledge. A 2010 national test showed only about 25% of students in their final year of high school had a good understanding of American democracy. 36% did not even have a basic understanding.
And that's obviously a shame, and it's not only a shame, it's dangerous for a democracy to have people in a level of ignorance or apathy or both.
John Hale is the associate director of the nonprofit Center for Civic Education in California. The organization has promoted the ideas and behaviors of democracy for 50 years. Mr. Hale thinks it is dangerous when citizens do not know or care about how their government works. He says students do not only need to learn facts about government, they should also learn how to participate in their local communities. Requiring high school students to take the naturalization test might be a way to improve students' civic behavior, he says.
You know, the adage, if it isn't tested, it isn't taught.
But some wonder if a test young people take in high school will make adults more active in their communities. Sam Stone writes a blog for the Civics Education Initiative. The initiative is part of the Joe Foss Institute, which helped create the Arizona law. Mr. Stone says research shows that civic education does result in more involved adults. He noted a 2012 survey that found the more young people studied civics and current events in high school, the more likely they were to vote and understand politics. Mr. Stone says requiring a civics exam should make schools do more than just prepare for the test.
We hope after they take this first step that schools and states and school districts, teachers, really look for how they can get their kids involved actively in their communities.
For the VOA Education Report, I'm Jill Robbins.